Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to pose the question, why hire a professional?
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. You know, I do believe that I could probably make it through doing my own taxes if I had to, but that's ridiculous.
I hire
a CPA, but it is a decision I make, and I know a lot of people go to TurboTax and say, I can do this. There's a couple reasons we suggest you hire a professional for those types of tasks.
Well, first of all, if a CPA signs your tax return, the majority of points that would have otherwise been available to an auditor vanish off the page. They know the math is correct, they know the concepts are correct, etc.
And it's a moving target. Tax law is crazy. And I don't understand enough to be able to, or I wouldn't do what it takes to study the law to understand how the changes apply to me every year.
Yes. And of course, if you say, well, gee, tax law, how difficult could it be? Well, understand, tax law is not necessarily intended to make sense. It's intended to extract revenue in the form of taxes.
So we're going to bring this back to real estate right about now. Talking about that same conversation in regards to an investor buyer or a seller, all looking at doing this transaction with the participation of a realtor or not. We're expensive. It's not cheap to hire a realtor, so I understand looking at the cost and benefit.
It can be more expensive not hiring one, however. And that's, of course, the question you always have. Anytime you're hiring a service person, how much do I pay versus the benefit that I receive? Can I perform that same function and perform it at the level that's required to stay legal, et cetera, et cetera? And for most of the people, no, you probably can't really justify doing it yourself. It's nice to try, but it's your money. Go ahead, try all you'd like. But that's why you see the majority of the transactions, at least the larger, the meaningful commercial transactions, commercial investment stuff that I do, is handled by brokers.
And the broker has a very broad base of need for experience and expertise. It's about making sure everyone that should know about the property knows it about it. Now that someone's been identified that is interested, are they qualified? Do they have the ability to close? Once you recognize that, can you find terms that you all agree to that will be of maximum opportunity for the seller given the market today? Once you believe that, then you've got to go through the logistics of making sure that each step of the way to close of escrow, there is a meeting of the minds all over again in regards to any concerns or challenges that come about. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.